seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there because of capitalist greed. Urban mission seems to be the only place. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them then tingle the people way. One day them dead, them not dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador to the Rastafari movement. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 9th, 2013. So, the word, moving now to the word Christ. You see, Yahushua, we must live Yahushua, become Yahushua, imbibe Yahushua within our consciousness. We must become the definitions of Yahushua, and the definitions of Yahushua become our Lord. We're not just talking about the flesh and blood man, but we're talking about the attributes, characteristics, and tenets and principles that are wrapped up in the definition of the word Yahushua. See, liberation is our savior. Deliverance is our savior. Equal access to land, wealth, resources, knowledge, wisdom, overstanding, health, wealth, and prosperity. These principles are our savior, warning the wicked ruling class of their impending doom and warning ourselves not to follow the wicked ruling class and families and come together as a human family, love each other as sisters and brothers. Haile Selassie talked about freedom and justice and equality, no matter your race, your gender, no matter your religious or political philosophy. These principles are our Lord and Savior. The word Christ is a deep and a heavy word. You must research the definition of the word Christ in the Greek Christos, and also research the word Messiah or Masiach in the Hebrew. See, the African Hebrew scientists and scholars are they who originally wrote the Hebrew, African Hebrew scriptures into the Greek language so that our poor working class Greek sisters and brothers of Europe would have the message to unite and stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. It was the same years ago with the Greek philosophers Socrates and Hippocrates and those fellas, who some of them went to Egypt, Kemet, studied for a few years, did not finish their 40-year term, came back to Greece with a truncated portion of this revolutionary message. This same revolutionary message turned Greece upside down, teaching this knowledge and wisdom, although it was truncated, not full and complete, teaching this knowledge and wisdom to the masses of the Greek people, and the rulers and the ruling class united and ran Socrates and them out. I believe Socrates committed suicide, and the ruling class of Greece squashed the message and began to give this punk philosophy that led you no place. This philosophy that we are dealing with is original philosophy. the scientific study of the known universe for the salvation of your spirit, mind, body, consciousness, and your soul. This is the Christ message. And so the African Hebrew scientists and scholars began to go into the Greek language and began to use the Greek language to explain what was already known by them in the African Hebrew language. So the word Christos explains Messiah or Messiah. Christos, having to do with that power of the Most High that is in your hands and in my hands. Did not Yahushua, in response to the question of where is this kingdom of God? Yahushua didn't say when you die and come back. Yahushua said the kingdom of, and John the Baptist also said the kingdom of God and heaven is within you, around you, among you, and at hand, in your hands. When you run an etymological root search of Christos or Christ, you come to anointing, you come to power and anointing, you come to borrowing and lending. This power is being lent to us by the Most High. We are being lent to the Most High for the benefit of the human family. You eventually come to a word, care, which is feminine, which is related to mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. Because when you read the definition of care, it talks about that power that went into the universe, this sacred feminine power that went into the universe, that represents the power of the creator and creatress in the universe in bringing about the reality of the universe, that this sacred feminine power upholds the universe, preserves the universe and creation. And this sacred feminine power is in your and my hands and controls the destinies of men and women. Look at the power that you have. You can determine right now to make the day of your sister and brother good and better or evil and worse. You have that power in your hands. You can be good to your sisters and brothers and have a good day or a better day. Or you can be evil to your sisters and brothers and we can have a bad and a terrible day. You can tell truth that will free and liberate your sisters and brothers. Or we could tell lies and fictitious narrative and destroy our sisters and brothers. We can unite and love each other and overthrow the power of the wicked with this power that we're speaking of and bring in and manifest the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. We have that power. The next etymological words have to do with winter and rain and water. And that's so interesting because the end to this etymological search is a chasm, a great expansive empty space, chasm. Now, I was reading a book by Oba Tshaka, Integration Trap, Generation Gap. And in this brother, Professor Oba Tshaka, is running down African philosophy. And he begins to go into the African roots of quantum physics and quantum mechanics and how the European scientists who studied the atom, A-T-O-M, are in the study of what the Dogon called the Po. And the Po and the atom represent that power, first invisible, the reflection of the creator and creatress and the reflection of the creation or the universe coming into existence from the bursting of the egg of the universe called Emeya, spiraling forth. This is the Po, the seed of the divine Most High Father, spiraling forth invisible with light and sound, and then coming into manifestation in physical reality. But that little Po, the most infinitesimal particle of the universe, but yet having the whole of the universe and all of the compartments of the universe within itself as the seed of the Most High Father and coming forth from the egg of the universe, Emayah, which is representing the Most High Mother. Well, when you research the Po of the Dogon and research the research of the European scientists concerning the atom, it is the most infinitesimal particle of the universe. And it, the atom, is reflective of the whole expanse of the universe and what we would say creation. And within itself, the atom is every expansive compartment of the universe within itself. Well, the atom is the pole, but the European scientist won't give credit to the African original scientists of the Dogon and Kemet and Ethiopia and Nubia and the Twa. Now, I was searching and researching Christ at the same time, and I'm looking at this etymology and reading this book by Oba Tshaka, and I'm saying, wait a minute, that's Christ. Christ is the image of the Creator and the image of creation. Man and woman in Genesis are the image of the Creator and Creatress and the image of creation. And within ourselves is every facet of the universe. We are a small universe within ourselves. When you study the universe, sun, moon, star, and the whole of creation, you are in the study of yourself. When you study your anatomy, your nine systems, and how this whole physical structure is laid out, you are in the study of the universe. And are we not the image of the invisible Creator and Creatress? And Christ is the image of the invisible Creator and Creatress. And the Po is the image of the invisible Creator and Creatress. And the atom is the image of the invisible cause. We call the cause God, Goddess, Creator, Creatress. Also, Christ, man and woman, the Po, and the atom are the image of the invisible creation and universe. And within each and every one of these holds the whole of the compartments and capacities of the universe. So that etymological root of Christ is the chasm. This is quantum physics, quantum mechanics. And the chasm is now filled with water. Remember, water is one of the base elements: earth, air, fire, and water. Earth, Geb in Kemet. Air, Nu in Kemet. Fire is Ra in Kemet, and water is Nut in Kemet, and water is feminine, and water is the womb. Now we're filling the chasm with life, with vegetation, with water. And then you keep coming down to the borrowing and lending and the anointing, and you come down to that power care that is in you and in me. And you come down finally to the verb Christ or Christos. So this whole process of quantum physics and quantum mechanics, all of that power is within you and within me to fill up this great chasm within ourselves with the power of the Most High, that the power of the Most High may manifest and will manifest within our spirit, mind, body, and soul. Lord have mercy. This is beautiful, and this is deep, and this is the teachings that is inspired by the Rastafari sisters and brothers, and also by going into the definitions of the words. So we say, once again in the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. And let me point out quickly, you have Yahushua, which is four syllables. That's the masculine. Or you also have Yahshua, which is three syllables. That is the feminine. This power of salvation, health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance, vengeance, is not only seen in the masculine or the male. This power is seen in the feminine, the female. The sacred masculine, Yahushua, and the sacred feminine, Yahshua. So there were women who had the name Yahshua, and there were men who had the name Yahushua, and this particular one we lift up. And so we say, believe it or not, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I Selassie I Rastafari of Ethiopia. See, we're matured now. Been a long time since the beginning of the Rastafari movement. The sisters and brothers coming up today, look at that foundation, get grounded in the fundamentals, and then following the wishes of the Rastafari elders, sisters and brothers, we take this to its final conclusion, to its final maturity, maturation. All right, so we want to see Haile Selassie as being signs of you and me. Talk about our divinity. So, dealing with the manifestation, we manifest Christ within our person. All of those definitions that we went over, we must manifest those qualities within our person. That power that gave Haile Selassie the courage to stand up against tyranny and warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction is available to you and me, not only to stand against the system as Haile Selassie did in those days, but these are the last days and final days of the whole rotten Babylon system. And we have been commissioned to bring about this reality and free up the whole of the human family and the whole of the planet Earth and the whole of the universe. And the babies must be prepared to rule this universe as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Haile Selassie said, no nation is greater than any other nation, greater, no matter how big or small. The greatest kingdom, Haile Selassie speaking in 1936, is the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom. And I would say the kingdom of God and the queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. That's our job. So, emperor. The word emperor having to do with ruler. We've kind of covered that. Each and every one of us are an emperor or an empress. Empress Menen. Emperor Haile Selassie. Empress Menen. Manifestation, woman manifestation of father, sacred masculine, and mother, sacred feminine, mother, Holy Spirit. Each and every one of us are rulers and leaders. And each and every one of us must prepare the babies to rule this universe by the power of the Most High within them as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Haile. The word Haile means might, power, and glory. And man and woman in the book of Hebrews is called the glory of God, the crown of God. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, we are taught that all of us knew the Most High before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. Think about that. What preacher has taught this real reality? The word knew or know, the word, it says God knew us. The word knew has to do with a full, this is an African Hebrew word, has to do with a full and complete relationship with the Most High before conception. Before you were formed in the womb of your mother, that's before conception. That's before the seed of life called germ has reached the egg of your mother in the womb of your mother. That is before conception. This means, you see, we just say this about Christ. We only say this about Yahushua. That means that each and every one of us have a pre-incarnate existence and reality with the Most High. We're dealing with the word Haile, might, power, and glory. We are the glory of the Most High. We have a pre-existence. And in that pre-existence, we promise the Most High, as it is said of Christ in the book of Hebrews, prepare us a body and we will come down and stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Lead captivity captive. Free up the captive. Bob Marley, the song Exodus. Jah come to break all downpression, oppression, rule equality. Set the captives free. Some of the words of Exodus. Jah come to break down oppression. Set the captives free. I'm not quoting it exactly, but you that know the song Exodus, the movement of Jah people, you know Bob said that all the time. So we promised the Most High that we would set the captives free. Lead captivity captive. That's you. That's me. That's us. Our spirit in our temple is the Christ spirit. We pre-incarnate, we had pre-incarnate reality. We pre-existed ourselves. Further, in Psalm 8, and I give thanks and praises for the scriptures. In Psalm 8, we are told that man is made a little lower than the angels. Oh, let me get that song. Jah come to break down oppression, rule equality, wipe away transgression, set the captives free. That's the promise we made, that we will come as Jah in human flesh and do this great, magnificent work of liberation. Psalm division 8 teaches us that man, and I'm saying woman as well, mankind, humankind, man and woman are made a little lower than the angels and given the power to rule sun, moon, star, planets, creation. We say that only of Christ, but the scripture plainly teaches this of every human being. But the wicked ruling class and families have denied this reality to us. So Yahushua comes to liberate us and bring us back to our highly, bring us back to our might, power, and glory. Make us power, might, and glory of the Trinity. So Psalm 8, and then you move to the book of Hebrews, and you see that the mission is the Sabbath. You see that the Christ is come within our person, and our mission as true Christ men and true Christ women is to uphold the Sabbath. And what does that mean? That means the Jubilee. That means the 7-day Sabbath, but the 7-year Sabbath, and the 7 times 7-year Sabbath, the 50, which is the year of Jubilee, and all of that has to do with the relief and elimination of debt slavery, slavery, exploitation, and the return of the land, the wealth, and the resources back to the original owner. Look at the indigenous peoples of the earth and how their land has been stolen from them and us. Look at how the banks have committed fraud, pushing families out into the streets, taking their homes by fraudulent measures. Return Sabbath, return the land, the wealth, the resources back into the hands of the poor working class masses of the people. Eliminate all debt. Look at the college graduates, millions of dollars in debt. Look at all the debt slavery that is implemented on us internationally. Look at even if you are able to afford a mortgage, how it is so exorbitantly expensive. That is debt slavery. So Sabbath is relief from all of this wickedness of the system. That is our mission. That is highly. That is the might and power and glory. When we come into being highly, when we manifest as highly, that's what we will be doing. Haile Selassie. The word Selassie is Trinity. Yahweh is Father and Mother. In Islam, Allah is the Father and Ilah is the Mother. And we are the children of Allah, Ilah. We are the children of Yahweh. Yahweh begets and conceives. So we are the sons and daughters of the Most High. And we collectively form the family of Trinity. We are the might and power and glory of the Holy Trinity. Haile I, Selassie I. Now this is so interesting. The I. Who and what is the I? In Haile I, Selassie I. These Rastafari elders, sisters and brothers, did some magnificent study into the original teaching of the universe as being absolutely one. Let me quote as much as I can, the song Armageddon by Bunny Wailer, one of the foundational members of the Wailers, along with Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and even Junior Brathwaite, Constantine Vision Walker, and Sister Beverly, and another beautiful sister was a part of the Wailers as the Wailers progressed, but the Wailers became known as Robert Nestor Marley or Bob Marley, Bunny Wailer, and Peter McIntosh, called Peter Tosh. But Bunny Wailer, in his solo career on the album Black Heart Man, 1976, I believe, he begins to say in Armageddon, "In the beginning, there was the concept of I. And then came Apollyon the devil, saying that it is you and I. From that day on, there's trouble in the world, and the world has gone astray. Wars and rumors of wars, nation rising against nation." And the refrain is, "War de war de war, it's the Armageddon." Taking place in a iration. Look at that I. Iration. See, when you say I and I, we're connecting the whole of creation, the whole of the universe, with the creator, creatress, and the human family as one I. No separation. Even the Quran talks about all of us coming from one single soul and one single essence. But yet, there's the we in the Quran. Yet, there's the we and the you and the me, one might say. But in reality, it's the I as oneness, complete, whole, and one. So when the Rasta say I and I, that first I signifies the self, yourself, united in total and complete unison with the Most High Father and Mother, Creator, Creatress, and the creation. And the second I are all of those in the human family outside of yourself that are also united in total and complete oneness and unison with you, with the Creator, Creatress, Father and Mother, and with creation. So we say I and I. I is I, and you are I outside of I. And when you say iration instead of creation, you're putting the I in total unison with creation. So when the Rasta were saying Haile I, Selassie I, they were saying as Christ manifested in the person of Haile I, Selassie I, as Yahushua, Jesus Christ, manifested in the person of Haile I, Selassie I, that same power manifests within I and I, so that we may complete this job of total freedom, justice, and equality. Not satisfactory to just go to work, come home, go to church, come home, go to mosque, come home, go to cathedral, come home, go to a reggae concert, come home, go to a gospel concert, come home, sing praises to the Most High, come home, sing Chat Down Babylon, and then come home. We must organize and work together and really do this thing so that we can have a better future. It's not just about music and culture. It's not just about church and culture, mosque and culture, religion and culture, and so on. The purpose of all of this is to inspire us to get up and stand up and really do the job of freedom, justice, and equality. The word Rastafari means Ras is head and Tafari without fear. Haile Selassie I, Rastafari. That brother had no fear, it would appear. Now, if you ask him, he may say he had some fear on the inside. But he did not display fear in the face of the enemy. We have to have a level of fearlessness. We know that we have some trepidation sometimes. But Rastafari, the Most High, has no fear. So we tap into that reality and we take on some of that fearlessness, to give us courage to get up and stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.